This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We kick off the second hour here, and phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Cody.
Join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And thank you to David Burns, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. David is a platinum-level supporter, which means he's doing, I think, $25 a month to help us support, advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what AMPS stands for. Free Talk Live. So thank you, David, for that. Definitely appreciate that. And you get some perks. You get some benefits like access to the AMP-only podcast that has the full radio show without any recorded commercials. It's a custom RSS feed just for Free Talk Live supporters of our AMPS program. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com. Aria, you wanted to get into the UN targeting the Federal Reserve. They had some words for them recently.
It's not just the Federal Reserve. It's the Federal Reserve and other central banks.
Really?
The UN wants them to halt interest rates increases. The UN is warning that further policy tightening risks a global economic downturn. And, of course, I've got a stupid thing in front of me. Okay. This is from the Washington Journal, and they love throwing pop-ups and crap like this. And, hey, subscribe to our stupid newsletter. And I refuse to for obvious reasons. The Federal Reserve and other central banks risk pushing the global economy into recession, followed by prolonged stagnation if they keep raising interest rates, a United Nations agency said Monday.
And they have said publicly that they intend to continue raising interest rates in order to, quote-unquote, fight inflation, which is, of course, this ridiculous mythology that they've been promoting here to suggest that somehow a policy of rising interest rates is going to stop their policy of printing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the printers go brrr.
In theory, it would slow inflation.
It could, in theory, if it actually stopped banks from giving out loans.
And if they weren't busy loaning out massive amounts of money to the federal government, trillions upon trillions of dollars in COVID-19, quote, stimulus packages and economic relief packages and all this other nonsense. The warning comes amid growing unease about the haste with which the Fed and its counterparts are raising borrowing costs to contain surging inflation. Again, to go back to that mythology, India's central bank Friday said that the global economy was facing a third major shock after the COVID-19 pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine in the form of aggressive rate increases by central banks in rich countries.
I'm surprised they didn't throw climate change in there while they're at it.
That's true. Coming.
Well, I thought that was the third, and this would be the fourth.
Well, they haven't really started in on the whole climate change thing. The World Economic Forum has a plan for it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They haven't rolled it out quite yet.
So as soon as the Ukraine-Russia thing cools off a little
that's
bit?
That's probably it, yeah.
Because nukes aren't coming.
These are all
not
climates. Yeah.
These are all just nonsense caused by the governments. Like, the COVID-19 pandemic didn't really cause an economic downturn or anything like that, but government lockdowns certainly did.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The economies around the world would probably have been just fine, more or less, if not for the sanctions. And then Russia's counter-sanctions against the United Kingdom or against the European Union.
Correct.
And now everyone's sitting there going, oh, crap, the economy's collapsing after the governments around the world did everything they could to collapse the economy.
And not just the lockdowns, but all of the printing of money as a relief effort and all of the money spent on vaccines and on, you know, COVID tests. That didn't help anything.
It didn't. The Mighty Moose Mart, one of these stores here in Keene that, you know, accepts cryptocurrency, is an awesome little convenience store. They bought COVID-19 tests, you know, near the end of the pandemic, thinking they could, you know, is it easy sell, you know, mark it up if whatever amount they get marked up by, and they'll guaranteed buyers, man. But it was right at the end of the pandemic. I don't think they've sold a single
one.
Waited
too long.
Yeah,
good.
It's so sad.
I'm sad to hear that they didn't get it sold, but I'm glad they didn't sell them either.
Or is it their clientele? would never buy a COVID test.
I think a lot of their clientele is just like regular convenience store customers, though. But I've seen the same thing at CVS and stuff like that. They used to have COVID-19 tests, you know, flying off the shelves. Mm-hmm. Now they've got the same ones sitting there for
Yeah. Well, I don't know how my customers were, how they were getting them, but I think I was delivering like 20 or 30 of them a day.
Good Lord.
A day. And it was a lot of times to the same people. They'd get, you know, the whole family would get one mm-hmm. week, and 2 weeks later they'd get the whole family, every member of the family would get another one. I don't know if they was free. Some free program?
Who knows?
Was a free program.
Coming from Topeka, Kansas, by the way.
Somebody's paying for it.
In its annual report on the Global Economic Outlook, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said that the Fed risks causing significant harm to developing countries if it persists with rapid rate rises.
Well, what does it do to developing countries?
I don't know. I thought they were forbidden from loaning money, and that this was why we had the World Bank and all of these other central banks that were more global.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't think the federal government was allowed to lend money to other governments.
Well, I mean, I think the federal government can do whatever the hell they want to do as far as that is concerned, but I don't know how the Federal Reserve and its interest rates play into that. I presume what they're saying is if there are loans being given to these other governments, that they're going to be given at higher and higher rates. So maybe that's what they're saying. I don't know enough about international finance in these ways. So if you know more about it, feel free to weigh in at 603-283-6160. But what's interesting about this is the UN has identified correctly that higher interest rates leads to lower economic growth, meaning that people are less likely to take out a loan to go and create a business and hire people and, you know, create new wealth, new products and services in the marketplace. So there would be that stagnation. As a result of that. But that's
in rich countries. The UN doesn't care about that.
Well, okay, they're using the smaller countries as as their excuse here, but ultimately they're claiming a global recession, right? They're saying that if these central banks continue to raise interest rates, there's going to be a global recession, and that's bad for everybody. But of course, the other side of it is they're going to keep printing money, so that's going to devalue the currencies of the world, which is also its own economic nightmare.
Absolutely. So this organization
has no way out of this, I guess, is the short version. They cannot print their way out of this problem, and they can't raise their interest rates out of the way out of this problem. The problem is the central banks, and the UN isn't calling for those to be abolished.
No, the way out of this problem is cryptocurrency, gold, silver, alternative forms of payments that don't
chicken eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those expire, so
yeah.
You can
still trade them in the moment, though.
I mean, you could, but. I prefer something that's going to last more than a few weeks as a store of value.
Believe it or not, chicken eggs, if stored properly, not in the refrigerator, but on your table, I've eaten 2-month-old chicken eggs on right off my table.
Wow.
No refrigeration necessary.
They don't refrigerate them in Mexico.
Yeah, but based on what you were just saying during the break, your whole house is a refrigerator.
Good point. Good point.
So this organization estimated that the Fed's rate increases so far this year would reduce poor countries' economic output by $360 billion over 3 years, and further policy tightening would do additional harm. So somehow the money that the Federal Reserve loans out to people does make its way, presumably, to poorer countries.
Well, banks are free to loan to anybody, right? So countries are generally considered good credit risks, I think, as I understand it, to banks, because they know they can just tax their way out of payments, right? Or to continue to tax their people, so therefore they're going to keep making payments on the loans. See, the odds that governments are going to default to a bank, at least, seems slim, right?
Yeah.
Even though we know governments do and can fail and have and will fail, the banks don't necessarily see it that way. They see the governments as a good bet.
Well, all of this that we're seeing in the United States is just a way of the United States defaulting on its debt. They're just dragging the process out and doing it slowly so that it doesn't happen all at once. But eventually they're going to lose control of the situation, and that default is going to happen simply because there's not enough money out there to pay off the debts to the Federal Reserve banks. Well, yeah, but then you have to pay that back on top of the interest that doesn't even exist. So, I mean, eventually, the music stops and someone is left standing there without a chair.
Yeah.
And eventually that's going to be the United States.
And which is why your suggestion is good, and that is people should protect themselves. Because you cannot, no amount of policy changes, albeit the destruction of the Federal Reserve, which again, no one is proposing.
Sadly.
That's not going to happen. No amount of policy changes is going to change the course of history, of economics, which the laws of economics are immutable. You can try to kick the can down the road, but eventually it comes due. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603. 6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. We've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We have various features on our website that you can enjoy, including our podcast feeds. You go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You get the official Free Talk Live podcast RSS feed there. You can pop that into any podcast client that you want to, whatever one you prefer. Or you can use some of the links that we have there on the page to link you over to the major platforms where you can also find us already, like iHeartMedia or Spotify, those types of places. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com to find those things. We were just talking about the economic difficulties that not just the United States people are feeling, but also elsewhere in the world. Apparently, the U.S. Federal Reserve isn't the only central bank that's doing this whole raising the rates thing. Now, that much I didn't know about, but it doesn't surprise me.
No, because they all had the same solution.
Yeah, they had the same playbook. I mean, that they can't do anything outside of, you know, the realm of the usual, which is print money, raise interest rates, right? They can cash out some of the investments they have. I think the Federal Reserve has been doing that over the last several months to try to, you know, limit the amount of dollars in circulation. But it's just drips in the bucket by comparison to the amount of money that's being printed for the use of this federal government.
And it's all central banks and all governments around the world. They, COVID-19 hit, and they all had the same, quote, solution to it, which was just to print massive amounts of money, which obviously, you know, caused an increase in prices across the board. And now their solution to that is, oh, we have to raise interest rates. That will decrease the amount of loans they get put out there, which will slow the rate of inflation. It won't undo inflation or anything like that.
No.
It won't undo the price increase.
You can't unring the bell,
yep,
so to speak.
In theory, it will slow the increase in prices. So is this another way of screwing over the average person? Hey, your groceries and stuff are going up, but guess what? We're also making it harder for you to get a loan.
Basically. So if you want to jump in here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Of course, the official inflation numbers are probably going to be coming out next week. It's usually a couple weeks into the month, so that's coming up soon. And we'll
look at them and then go to Shadow Stats and look at the real inflationary numbers.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be good news no matter what.
Definitely not. All right. So, again, there's always so much in the news about inflation, and it's something that affects absolutely everybody. So if you want to talk about your personal experience, what you're going through right now with, you know, what you're seeing out at the stores, give us some, you know, specific examples of how things are getting more difficult, feel free to weigh in. Bonnie and I just had lunch yesterday when we were leaving the courthouse out in Claremont. By the way, we talked extensively about this court case yesterday with Press NH Now. That full court video is now available if you go to freekeen.com, or if you're following the Freekeen Odyssey channel over at video.freekeen.com. The full two-hour-long hearing that we discussed at length last night is now online, so you can watch that. But we went out to just grab some lunch at what they called the Best Subs Known to Man. That was the actual name of the business, which was kind of cute. It was one of the only places it was open, so we went there. And for two subs and two drinks, it was over $30.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yep. I would have kept on driving.
I know you would have. You'd have gone hungry. But that's what it was. And, you know, the $12 subs, and then you add in probably what was $2-3.
Footlongs? Or 8 inches, like they're...
It was a big piece of bread. It was like a wide piece of bread, as long as... So it was, I wouldn't say it was quite a foot long, but...
Wow.
But, yeah, it was...
Was it good?
$30 for
was it worth it?
It was good. Okay. I mean, you get what you get. I mean, you're not going to get two $5 subs anymore. That's just not a possibility.
True.
It's just not an option.
And you don't want to go to McDonald's and eat off their dollar menu or whatever. I mean, it's not even a dollar menu anymore, right?
It hasn't been for years.
It's a value menu.
Right.
And I don't know what you get for that, but it's not going to be very good. And you're probably better paying a little bit more to get something that's not McDonald's.
You know what I do? You know what I buy at the store these days? The grocery store?
Groceries?
Milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, so you know what that means, don't you? It means I need get some milk goats. add them to the farm.
All right, man. Go at it.
I suppose so. But, I mean, the economy does suck, right?
I don't know if you're going to get gallons of milk out of a goat, but maybe you will.
No, you won't.
No.
How many goats are you going to get?
I guess it depends on how much, you know, I can drink.
He just walked in with 2 gallons of milk when he came here tonight. That's going to be a lot of milking.
Making your own cheese uses a lot of milk.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't have that much time to save a couple of dollars.
It all works together. Before you know it, you're saving all kinds. You make little cuts here and there. Before you know it, you're not going to the grocery store anymore.
You also have to work less doing that, right?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of people look at me and is like, dude, how do you only work like 2 days a week? How do you even get by?
Well, you milk your own goats.
Well, but I'm not buying groceries for one thing, and I'm cut out the middleman and everything else. You know, do all my own work. Before you know it, you know, you don't have to work for the man 5-6 days a week in order to survive. I mean, just back up and get back to basics, and that's what I try to tell everybody, but most people are afraid.
Well, and they don't have the habits. They don't have. I mean, you've spent a lifetime cultivating these habits.
Yeah, that helps.
Being
that helps.
Frugal, and we were just discussing last night the poor financial habits that people have in this country. People living paycheck to paycheck not because they have to, but because they don't spend too much.
Well, it's available too. But I mean, in the coming years, this might not be the ease of just walking down to your local grocery store and getting whatever you want. Every food known to man, in some stores.
Right.
If that's not available any longer, or you can't get some guy to fix your broken plumbing in your house, or your heater breaks or something, and the only thing is available is get on a YouTube and watch a YouTube Academy. Do it yourself. I mean, this might be what's coming.
Or if you just can't get your money out of the bank, and this is happening in a lot of these places, Lebanon is one of them, because you can't trust
the country of Lebanon.
Yes,
yeah.
You can't trust central banks, you can't trust governments, and every bank in the United States, at least, is sort of a subsidiary of the central bank. And I know that during the 2007 recession, I think the United Kingdom created something that allows all of its banks to take up to 25% of all of your money out of your accounts. Just
a haircut, as they call it.
And I think it was the United Kingdom that did that. They weren't the only ones. A lot of them did it where, you know, if the bank needs your money, they can just reach into your account
and take
it.
Usually it's the government. It's usually not the bank that decides to do that. That would violate their fiduciary duty to their customers. But it's usually the government that just decides, oh, okay, well, we need some money, and we don't want to print it this time. We just want to take it from you. And so they announced what they did this in Greece, I think, was the last place this was done maybe a decade ago.
Did Greece ever get out of austerity? And
I don't know.
Austerity measures, I mean, they were intense there.
Good question. Have not followed that story since it was all over the headlines. But they did a haircut there, if I recall correctly, where they just announced, okay, we'll take 10% or 20% or whatever the arbitrary amount is, and it's just gone. You know, there's no insurance for that, and that's it. If you had money in the bank, it's gone. You're lucky if they leave you with anything. They did this in Argentina 20 years ago, if I recall correctly, and people were just brutalized by this.
Savings wiped out, businesses.
All the more reason not to leave your money in a bank.
And by the way, what countries aren't a part of this program?
I think they all have central banks. Oh,
no, not all of them.
Is Iran and North Korea, is that it these days?
They have their own central banks.
Yeah, but they're not a part of the global bank.
Okay, well, then there's countries like El Salvador, which do not have a central bank. They use the dollar, et cetera. We're coming up here in moments. You can join the show at 603-283-6160. We'll get into the Lebanon situation.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are up nationally for the third straight week. AAA reporting the average price at the pump is now $3.80 a gallon, up 6 cents from last week. Residents of Mississippi enjoy the nation's cheapest gas at $3.06 a gallon. Meantime, California's price has spiked to $6.41 a gallon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says a bridge wiped out by Hurricane Ian will be restored and will allow crews to start repairing damage.
We're going to have that bridge hatch this week, so they're going to be able to go and access.
The Republican governor saying he traveled to Pine Island for the first time Tuesday since the storm hit. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers asked the Supreme Court to weigh in on the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago home, opening the door for the top U.S. court to address the unprecedented investigation. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Inviting you online. You can join our website and enjoy the various features there completely free. So enjoy those over at freetalklive.com. By the way, if you worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you are entitled to compensation. The contaminants in the drinking water there might have led to those diseases, and there may be some deadlines for filing, so don't wait. Give this number a call to see if you or a loved one are eligible. The number is 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1988, and you've had a serious health issue, money is already set aside. 888-918-1037. As we go to the story that has been in the news, and we haven't covered it yet here on Free Talk Live, so I'm glad you brought it in tonight, Aria. And that is what has been happening in the Lebanese banks in the country of Lebanon. I think it's a country, right?
Yeah.
They have had. I've seen the headlines in the last couple of weeks, last couple months, I think actually, where man holds up bank.
demanding access to his own funds. Woman holds up bank,
yeah,
demands access to her own funds. It has happened more than once that this news has come out and made it all the way over to here. So it must be getting really crazy.
Well,
there.
The teller's like, you're here to get all our money. He's like, no.
Just mine.
Just mine.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, right, is that they don't have that person's money. That's why they're implementing these withdrawal limits in the first place. It's like that stupid Christmas movie that everyone loves. It's A Wonderful Life or whatever. It's basically a run on the bank, except here, I don't know why the Lebanese banks have implemented these withdrawal limits, but we've seen these sort of things happen in the United States where a bank just says, hey, look, no, you can't withdraw your money.
What's the one where he shoots his eye out with a rifle? The Pelican?
I don't know.
The other famous Christmas story.
I'm not sure.
Because I thought that's what you're referring to. I'm like, there wasn't a bank run in that movie.
No, I just remember there was something about a bank run, and I don't remember the details about the movie. It was just some crap that my grandmother watched each year. But, I mean, these things have happened in the United States. We hear about this going on in Lebanon. We think, oh, yeah, that could never happen here. But, no, the banks that we have here in the United States, they're every bit as evil and tyrannical as the ones in Lebanon. It's just not quite that bad here right now. Outraged bank clients, at least two of them armed, stormed four commercial banks across Lebanon on Tuesday over withdrawal limits that have been imposed throughout the country amid a financial meltdown. And the same sort of financial meltdown could very much be on its way here to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Americans would run into the banks with arms demanding their money, but the banks absolutely do have a precedent. They've done it in the past of saying, nope, you can't have your money. You can't trust these people.
Which story is this? I'm sorry, who published this one?
This is from Yahoo. Well, it's posted from Reuters. I don't know. It's
okay,
not clear. Cases of bank holdups have snowballed across Lebanon as residents have grown exasperated over the informal capital controls that banks have imposed since an economic downturn began in 2019.
What does that actually mean? I'm looking through a very similar story from Al Jazeera, and it's not quite word for word the same, but it's very, very similar to what you're sharing here. And they also refer to these informal capital controls. It does mention they impose limits on the number of dollars a depositor can withdraw, no matter how much they have in the account. But why are they informal? Does that mean it's not mandated by the state and that the banks themselves are implementing these policies for their own reasons?
If the banks are doing so, they're doing so at the behest or the suggestion of a government. So maybe it's just there's no law requiring it, but the government has said, hey, do this. And so Lebanese banks are doing it. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. It's a really good question. Maybe someone out there knows the answer.
How many years has this been taking place? This article is talking like 3 years.
This has been going on since 2019.
They froze banks 3 years ago?
Well, they didn't freeze. They limited your amount that you could withdraw, regardless of how much money you had. So for poor people who've only got, you know, $200 in the bank or whatever.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's probably not going to impact them at all. But that guy who needs his... As the guy here points out, on Tuesday morning, a Lebanese man armed with a pistol and a grenade entered a branch demanding access to his $24,000 savings.
This lady here, Sally Hafiz, she got her $20,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you
did they not arrest her afterwards?
It doesn't say in this article.
I mean, if you go in there with a grenade and you demand your money, they're going to give you your money. You may not make it out of the building alive, but I mean...
But can they? But once you leave the building, can they go after you if you only took your money?
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon,
them.
I think. What is brandish? I guess it would be. Brandishing a grenade would technically be threatening. Even if you just say, hey, even if you don't say, give me my money or I'm blowing up the place... It's just going in there with a grenade and be like, hey, how about giving me my money? Certainly constitutes an implied threat. So this guy had $24,000, and there's Depositors Outcry, which is a group campaigning for angry depositors. So I mean, he's not robbing the bank. These people in Lebanon are not robbing the bank.
Sure.
They're demanding their own money back.
Under the threat of violence.
Well, presumably when they opened up these accounts, it was stipulated that if they wanted their money, the bank would have to give them their money.
But yeah, I'm still working on this. It's their private property. It's their property.
That
and
they turned
are
over to a custodian, and the custodian has rules that they have set. I'm not defending. Look, I don't want to make it sound like I'm
the
defending.
Custodian
the custodian
changed the rules.
Yeah, but if I have a contract with you to keep some possessions for me, mm-hmm. and you refuse to give them back to me whenever I request them, show me in the contract where it says you can do this to me.
I can
otherwise,
show you in their contract.
Otherwise, I'm going to threaten
I
you.
I guarantee you, Conan, you didn't read those terms of service, and it tells you in those terms of service probably something to the effect of, if we feel it necessary to restrict access to your account for any reason that we deem fit, then we will restrict access to your account for any reason we deem fit. And they also have the right to update the terms of service, just like every corporate terms of service does.
Well, I'm going to have to call up my local credit union and see where those are, because I don't remember signing anything. I don't remember a long, lengthy contract with my credit union that says that they could keep my money if they didn't have it.
Ian's right.
It's possibly in there.
That garbage is in there, man.
The credit unions all have in the case of credit unions,
they're all
insured. Different. They're insured by the federal government, but in the case of credit unions, they have a membership agreement, basically, that you have certain terms. You are a quote-unquote owner of the bank as somebody who is one of their members. So it's different than being a bank customer. So
right.
You actually are supposedly a part owner, but they can still restrict your accounts, and they can still do all kinds of things to you.
Just arbitrarily close your accounts as they did me, even though I was technically an owner, right? So they certainly have their own little rules, and you know they can change their terms of services, but I'm pretty sure that the standard is that they have to notify you in advance and give you an opportunity to end your relationship with the company if you don't agree to the new terms of service. That's not going to be the case with the bank,
no.
though, because banks get to operate on their own little special rules, and they can screw you as much as they want, and it's okay, because they wrote somewhere in that 40-page contract that you signed with them that it's okay for them to screw you, and you can, if you're upset about it, you can consult their arbitrator, but you can't sue them.
No, and the cops, when they are called, are going to come to the aid of the bank, not you.
Yes, if you go into a bank and you demand your money, you have a grenade, and you call the cops and like, hey, they're stealing from me, the bank's not the ones going to jail in that particular scenario.
But, I mean, it really does reveal the true desperation that these people are in.
Worse. He was trying to sell his kidney.
God.
And he's got $24,000 in the bank.
They are willing to go and risk God knows how many months or years in jail just to get a chance to get their savings out of these banks.
This guy was in it with loan sharks. If he was about to sell his kidney, they were probably about to kill this guy.
Or he has his family to feed.
I think they're going to kill him. And he's like, all right, I can rob a bank and not die.
More coming up on this story here, Aria. And I'm curious if it's going to tell us here, but I found something about the ostensible reason why this is happening. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Phones are open and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Lebanon has a real problem in the banking world, specifically customers coming in with weapons, including apparently at least one lady with a grenade, holding up the bank and demanding access to their own funds. And we're getting
into... You're going to let me withdraw my money right
now. What it is, yeah. And we're gonna get into why this apparently is happening. Aria, you're sharing a story with us.
Do you have the story about why?
Well, I want to get into... Right. I want you to go through whatever you feel is appropriate in your story. And I've been doing a little bit of digging here. And I've got the inflation rate, which is going to play into this.
Of course.
But please, let's continue. And again, the phones are open if you want to jump in at 603-283-6160.
So we're talking about this group, Depositors Outcry. They told Reuters in a statement that the man, identified as Ali al-Saheli, was in deep debt. So Conan may have been actually correct.
Yep. Loan sharks, I'm telling you.
I don't know about loan sharks, but he
was going to sell his kidney, damn it. he owed someone some money.
Okay, fair point. He was in deep debt, and he also needed to wire money to his son, who was studying in Ukraine. Interestingly enough. I don't know if the conspiracy theorist in me wants to make a connection there, but there's no outright connection. Mm. He had been trying to sell his kidney, the statement said. Yes. Security forces later entered the bank and arrested Saheli before he could access any money, the group said. That's unfortunate. He couldn't even get his money, and now he's arrested and he's going to be... All because he tried to withdraw his money. BLC had no immediate comment for Reuters. BLC, I believe, was the bank. Yes. The Qatar branch of the BLC bank is where this happened at. So I don't know what BLC stands for, but it's the bank in question.
Bank of Lebanon, Qatar? I'm just guessing.
Also on Tuesday, a group of people employed at a state power station in Lebanon's north stormed the First National... God, they wrote this badly. This group of people stormed the First National Bank branch in the port city of Tripoli, according to witnesses. They were angry over delays in having access to their salaries and fees. They were being charged for the process, so they weren't getting their paychecks in a timely manner. And then they were being charged, apparently, excessive fees on top of it. So these people employed at a state power station, the state employees are always supposed to be the ones that these socialist states pay first, right? You got to keep your own employees happy.
Absolutely.
It's the little people that starve. But evidently not. Wow. Their union representative, Talal Hayer, from outside the bank, said that they were angry over these delays and the increased fees and all of this nonsense. In a third incident, an armed depositor briefly took... I like how they're calling them depositors, right?
Yeah.
Normally, it'd be like an armed assailant, right, or an armed intruder or whatever.
It's so wild.
They could just as you say an armed customer, mm-hmm, because I'm going to use customer for now instead of depositor just to really drive the point home. But they're being surprisingly fair about all of this, considering Yahoo is owned parcel by banks. They took hostages at a Byblos bank in the southern city of Tyre, according to the Depositors Association, another advocacy group. I wonder how these advocacy groups are handling this, right? Because they're advocating that this is wrong, but here you've got people going to these extreme measures, taking hostages and stuff like that, and you can't support that.
I would not, no.
But you, at the same time, you have to hold it up as an example. Look, you're driving these people to these points of desperation, so it's a delicate tightrope that they have to walk on of calling attention to these acts without actually supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
It was said that this one who took hostages, he was demanding access to his savings of about $44,000.
Wow.
And as we talked about during the break, if I just needed $2,000 out of the bank or whatever, say my car broke down or catastrophically, mm-hmm, needed a new transmission, I had to replace the transmission recently, and the bank was like, hey, look, you've got $44,000, but you've hit your monthly withdrawal limit, so that's it. I wouldn't rob the bank to get my own $2,000 back. I would just go ahead and get all of it at that point.
Because if they let you.
Well, yeah, because the bank has proven that they can't be trusted, and they will just say, no, you can't have your money. But this is all the more reason why people shouldn't be trusting banks in the first place. It's not just these haircuts.
That's the takeaway from this.
Yes, it's stuff like this nonsense. After negotiations with the bank, the man agreed to take 350 million Lebanese pounds in cash, worth nearly $9,000, so about 20% of what he actually had, which he handed to a relative before being taken into custody.
Wow.
So they actually apparently let the relative actually walk away with that money. But so now he's in jail.
Well, the relative didn't hold the bank up.
Yeah, but the money was not stolen.
It was his money.
But it was in the custody of the bank.
Well, not when they handed it over to him.
Okay, fair point. There was no immediate comment from Byblos Bank.
I mean, I've been arrested by the police before and handed off my keys to somebody else so they could drive my car away,
Really, like, they let you do that?
In New Hampshire, at least.
Yeah, they can be nice. I think they have that option, but if they want to, they can force a tow as well, I think.
They could, but yeah, more times I've seen the police just let somebody hand off keys to somebody.
That's nice of them. I mean, considering they're armed
thugs.
Quote,
unquote, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. A fourth depositor stays a sit-in. That would be a better, more moral way of dealing with this sort of thing.
A sit-in?
Is to do a sit-in.
Okay.
At IBO Bank in the Bay Ridge.
They'll still arrest you.
They will.
But at least you'll only get arrested for trespass in that case, or whatever the equivalent is of that in Lebanon. You're not pointing a gun at a teller. You don't have
an act of violence.
Or something like that.
He said that he would not leave until he was granted unfettered access to his account, Depositor's Outcry said. And well, I mean, that's only a sit-in because the bank wouldn't give him back his money.
Yeah,
he'd
go away if they just gave him his money.
All of this could be very easily solved. It was not immediately clear if he was armed. I'm curious, I'm assuming the Bank of Lebanon, like all banks, they loan out this money, and that's the reason they can't give it back to them, either because they need it as fractional reserves, or because they don't have it, or because they make more money by having it in their accounts.
Probably some of those things. Sounds believable.
It doesn't say, but that's how the banks in the United States work.
Yeah, look, if they don't want to give you all the dollars back, it suggests that they don't have them on hand to give. Right?
Right.
Or that they don't benefit from getting rid of the dollars, and their dollars are benefiting.
Well,
them.
Obviously, they don't benefit. The whole business of banks is to get people to put money into them.
Sure, but there's a reason why they... Well, we'll get into the inflation aspect of this if they don't touch on it, but please, continue.
Well, there's a few more details. Last month, a spree of 7 holdups in a single week saw the Banking Association announce a closure for about a week.
Wow.
5 incidents have already rocked banks this week. What is... It's Tuesday.
Damn.
On Monday, Lebanese depositor Zaire Khawaja, customer, I want to point out, I love how fair this Reuters is being here by rightfully pointing out that these are customers at the bank.
Yes, not terrorists, customers.
Zaire Khawaja and some associates managed to withdraw $11,750 from an account with more than $700,000 in it at a branch of some other bank. BLOM, what is this? A pop-up tried to come up. BLOM, that's the bank in question, said that the man was not armed and that it would investigate the incident. So apparently he wasn't supposed to be allowed to withdraw $11,000. I don't know. A few kind words to some tellers can go a really long way in some of these places.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they're not going to let you. I mean, I've seen some tellers do some really shady things because someone was charismatic or they were charming and they were able to manipulate a teller to give them back money that they had deposited that they weren't supposed to get access to. I've seen some really shady stuff going on with tellers. I would imagine that's what happened here with these people withdrawing this $11,000 since they can't confirm whether or not these people were even armed, so they didn't hold up the bank. They just withdrew more money than they should have been allowed to. And that, to me, suggests that, you know, he was a friend of a teller or something along those lines. So that's pretty much the end of this story. It's a mess in Lebanon, and it's excellent reasons why you, even though this isn't happening in the United States.
Not yet.
We've seen similar things in Western banks. You mentioned the Greek banks' haircuts. I think the United Kingdom did something similar, even if they didn't actually implement it. Of course, there was a story a few years ago of Wells Fargo opening up duplicate accounts in its customer's name and milking
just
those
to get the commissions.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly how all of that works, but banks are doing evil, shady stuff. They cannot be trusted. Do not trust them with your money. They're loaning it out to people, and they don't even have to do that anymore.
Well,
because
the sucky part is, like, these people are getting paid in bank money, right? Like, paychecks.
Yeah,
are how people get paid. It's direct deposit in a lot of cases. Very few people, I don't think, even get the checks anymore. It's just the money goes straight into their bank account. And so basically, how the hell do you get paid? Like, even if you want to back away from the banks, if you're working from one of these corporate jobs, they're not going to pay you in Bitcoin. So how the hell do you get paid without having a bank account?
That's a good question. I mean, some of these places they wouldn't even do cash, none of those amounts. I mean, I've seen employers give you cash for your paycheck if it's like an emergency or something.
Maybe these check cashing places or whatever, Walmarts or these places where you can cash checks ostensibly would allow you to do that. So I've got the apparent reason why these bank restrictions are...
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.